grabs my hand and tugs me forwards. At the same time, there's a ghostly sensation in my chest. She starts coughing, but I feel a whole lot better. Moments later, I'm the one who's tugging her along through knee-deep water across a silvery beach, sunlight blazing down on my shoulders. I feel horribly exposed, as if there's a target painted on the small of my back. The towel is just ahead, up a gentle rise. Ramona stumbles. I get an arm round her waist and help her up, then we stagger on up the beach. Towel, trunks, a little pile of everyday tourist detritus. "This ours?" She nods, gasping for breath. She's swallowed my water, I realize. I fumble under the towel and find the sealed polythene bag. Fingers shaking. I unseal it and pull out my trio. The damn thing seems to take half an hour to boot up, and while I'm waiting for it, I see heads bobbing to the surface near the boat on the far side of the reef. They're tiny in the distance, but we're running out of time. Ah, scratch pad. "Lie down on the towel. Make like you're sunbathing," I tell her. Squinting at the tiny screen, I shield it with one hand so that I can see the schematic. A circuit design. I need a circuit design. But we're on a beach, right? Sand is porous, and about 50 centimeters below us there's a layer of conductive saline, which means... I squat on the sand and start drawing lines on the beach around us with my fingertips. I don't have to go all the way down to the water, I just have to reduce the resistivity of the layer of insulating sand above it in a regular pattern. Divers are crawling back into the boat as I finish the main loop and add the necessary terminals. Phone. Phone. The bloody thing has gone to sleep on me. I'm about to poke at the screen when I realize there's sand on my fingertips. Silly me. I wipe them on the towel beside Ramona's hip and carefully wake the trio up, stroke it into life, and hit the upload button. Then I sit down next to her and wait to learn if I've rendered us invisible. About half an hour later, the divers give up. The boat turns, its outboard engine spouting a tail of white foam, and it slowly motors around the headland. Which is just as well, because we don't have any sunscreen, and my shoulders and chest are beginning to itch badly. "You okay?" I ask Ramona.
"Pretty much."
She sits up and stretches.
"Your trick worked."
"Yeah, well, trouble is, it's stationary. I can't take it with us. I figure our best bet would be to head back into town as fast as possible and lose ourselves in the crowd."
"You really got them stirred up. And their surveillance net is disturbingly good."
She looks at me.
"You're sure it was just Mark you were pushing on?"
"Yes." I look at her closely. Mark and his unfortunate habit of supplying single female tourists to friends with a boat and an unlimited supply of Charlie. Her expression doesn't change, but her pupils tell me what I want to know. "Virgins aren't necessary if this is what I think it is, but they have to be healthy and relatively young. Ring any bells?"
"I didn't know you were a necromancer, Bob."
She looks at me calculatingly.
"I'm not," I shrug. "But I do countermeasures, and what I see here is that the island's defenses aren't worth jack shit if you've got a scuba kit and a boat.
Someone's buying up single women, and they're sure as hell not shipping them to brothels in Miami. There's a surveillance net centered on Billington's boat, and it's tied into your friend Mark." I stare at her eyes. "Are you going to tell me it's a coincidence?